You're listening to Melanie Cole on Next Trip Radio.
Ciao. Buonasera. Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
I don't know where you're listening from, but thanks for being on Next Trip Radio. My guest today, I'm so excited, I'm so happy to have him here, is Paolo Apolloni. He is driving guide. We're going to be talking about Rome, and I'm so glad to have him here. Como stai? Welcome to the show, Paolo.
Thank you very much. It's really an honor for me to be there.
Oh, I'm so glad that you're here. So you take people on driving tours around Rome and the countryside. Let's talk about Rome, Paolo. Tell me, when somebody comes to you and says, I just can't wait to see you, I'm going to Rome, what do I not miss? How do you take them on a tour?
Well, there are a lot of places you shouldn't miss in Rome. We start, obviously, from the classical three. That would be St. Peter's Basilica in the Vatican, and the Colosseum, and obviously the Trevi Fountain. Now, the Church of St. Peter's, it represents the religious Rome, and the Colosseum represents the Roman Empire, and the Trevi Fountain, if you want to put it that way, it kind of represents the play Rome. That's where the people hang out the whole day and the whole night. The place is never quiet. It's always very, very busy. And people go over there to meet friends, and not just necessarily tourists, but that's one of the hot hangout spots in Rome.
So when you take people to these areas, and you're walking around this unbelievable city that has so many different levels to it, so many different historical levels,
right.
What do you say to them? Okay, so we're going to start with what you just decided. Now, if you want to see older history, that's the Forum, right? The Roman Forum.
Well, that's where everything started, we can say. The Roman Forum was the commercial, religious, and political center of the city of Rome. But what I really do to make people understand the city is really give them a brief history of the city. A lot of people that come over here, especially from the United States, don't even know that Italy is a very young, politically speaking, country. It was only united in 1870. So I start from there, and I go back in history, and I kind of brief them about what happened before the unification of Italy, and then the Middle Ages, and the Roman Empire, and the Rome before it became an empire, and all the way back to the legend of Romulus and Remus, who founded Rome in 753 BC. At least that's what the legend says.
Wow, you know, that's what amazed me when I was there, standing above the Forum, and you see that it's just, it's only a couple of feet, really, below where you're standing, but that represents, 1,000 years or something like that? What is that, they say?
Well, the Roman Forum is practically 3,000 years of history, because the Roman Forum is practically a valley between the famous Seven Hills of Rome. So consider like the Seven Hills of Rome, like the fingers in your hand, and the Forum would be right the palm of the hand, so in the center of everything. So it was the place where that was easy to reach for anybody that lived on any of the hills, and so that's where everything took place. But the city of Rome actually originated from one of the hills, from the Palatine Hill. According to the legend, that's where Romulus founded the city of Rome. And the area was kind of swampy then. One of the first things that the Romans did was actually bonify the area. They drained the marsh so that they could utilize the land all around the hills. And, of course, the area of the Roman Forum was the first one that they bonified. And in the Roman Forum itself, there are several different layers because there are traces over there of a necropolis, a cemetery that dates back to like the 9th or maybe even 10th century before Christ. So that tells us about the presence of man in the area even before what the legend says was the date of the foundation of Rome. And anything that the Romans built, the ancient Romans, they were kind of like the Americans. Every once in a while, they got tired of the buildings, and they tore them down and rebuilt them better. And so that's what they did. And every time the Romans rebuilt one of the buildings, they built it on top of the ruins of the pre-existing one, because what they wanted to do was raise the level of the area so that the risk of floods would diminish.
It is so, you know, and
the city of Rome has always had that problem with the river. It continuously flooded the city of Rome until finally in the 1920s they completed the walls that they built on the banks that go all along the wall and that river, and that finally stopped the river from flooding the city.
Oh, it is just such an amazing city. What's your favorite restaurant, Paolo?
Oh, there are several restaurants that I go to. And I don't like the fancy, ritzy places. I really like genuine food, especially traditional Roman. And there are, fortunately, quite a few of these restaurants around. And one little place that I go to that's near the Vatican. So I go there after visiting the Vatican or before going to the Vatican, is a little place called Palazzaccio. That's not an easy name to remember, but the name of the owner is probably easier. His name is Quinto.
Quinto, I love that.
Q-U-I-N-T-O.
That is great. And what's your favorite hotel?
My favorite hotel? Wow, that's the question. Living here, I really never stayed in a hotel in Rome, so I can't really tell you what it would be like to stay in these places. And of course, you know, there are different hotels rated differently. So, if I had to pick a 5-star hotel, maybe that would be the Eden.
I like the Eden myself as well. And today we have been talking to Paolo Apolloni. He is driving guide tours of Rome and the Italian countryside. You can see more about Paolo and a picture of him and his family, learn about the itineraries and the cost of his driving tours at drivingguide.com. You can go on to drivingguide.com and see who is Paolo, what he does, the cars that he's got, Rome off the beaten path, and there's so much information. We could do hours and hours and hours of information on Rome and off the beaten path, and even day trips from Rome, because it's a city like no other in the world, and it's not even like the rest of Italy. It stands alone almost as if it's its own country. So thank you so much for listening. This is Melanie Cole for Next Trip Radio. Thank you. Grazie.